Now I'd like you to talk about something together for about 2 minutes. Here are some things that can affect a person's decision to change jobs. First, you have some time to look at the task. Now talk to each other about how these things might affect a person's decision to change jobs.
Right. OK. Let's start with the obvious one, income. Surely that's the thing that most people are interested in, don't you agree?
That's right. If you don't get a good salary in your job and another job gives you more money, probably you will decide to change jobs. You can't live very well if you are earning not a very high salary. So yes, if you apply for a job in a different company and they say, we will give you this salary and it's higher, of course you will accept. What do you think?
Well, yes, it's significant. A significant factor. Although I suppose that money isn't everything, at least for some people. I mean, if you have to work with the same people all day, it's important that you get on with them. So if you were working in an environment where everyone was in conflict, where you didn't really feel like part of the team, I can imagine that would drive you to change your job.
Yes, getting on with your colleagues is necessary because you are there for maybe 6 or 7 hours a day. But imagine you change your job and in the new company the situation is worse. You can't know what the people are going to be like. Anyway, for me, I want the opportunity to travel. Working all the time in an office is not for me.
You mean you want to travel around the country for work? Or you'd like a job that involves international travel?
Well, I like communicating with people, so I don't mind. I think if you are traveling a lot, you're always meeting new people. How about you? Would you change jobs if you could travel more?
Personally speaking, I'd rather go traveling with friends. If you're obliged to travel for work, probably it's not as exciting as you imagine. You have to stick to a schedule and there's no flexibility. But anyway, I suppose that for some people, like yourself, the opportunity to travel could be very attractive. On the other hand, if someone had a lot of family commitments and they were required to travel in a new job, they might decide not to change. Okay, what about the work environment?
What does work environment mean exactly?
The physical conditions, like if your office feels like a pleasant space to work in.
I see. Well, since the last 10 years maybe, big companies are making the work environment much nicer, much better for staff.
With gyms, rooms for gaming.
Exactly. Maybe some people would really like to work in that kind of environment. They can have fun and work at the same time.
I think it's only really big corporations that have those kinds of facilities.
Okay, but maybe there are other possibilities. Just the walls can be a nice, very bright colour. You can have flowers and plants, lots of windows. It doesn't have to be a small, dark space.
Thank you. Now you have about a minute to decide which of these things might have the least influence on a person's decision to change jobs.
The least influence? Okay. As I said before, travel isn't an attractive aspect of a job for everyone. It depends on your circumstances, whether or not you have responsibilities at home or whether you have a lot of personal freedom. What do you think, Anna?
I see your point. It's not for everyone, but also not everyone is concerned about promotion. Some people are satisfied with a normal job in the middle. They are very ambitious. They just want to come to work, do their job, have a chat with their colleagues.
But it doesn't have to be about ambition. If you've been doing the same job for years and you follow the same routine every day, you're bound to get bored. And I think everyone wants to be recognised for their work. If you're never offered a promotion, I think you would feel that your boss didn't appreciate you.
So you're saying that trouble probably has less influence than promotion opportunities?
I'd say so. And besides, aren't we supposed to be reducing the number of times we fly, take a plane?
That's true. But the least influence, I think it depends on the person.
Fair enough.
Thank you.